Hey sis, I am thrilled for you all to hear this episode today. I will be interviewing Reen Charles. She is the host of Likely Loser podcast. She's a business coach, mama, coffee lover, Jesus freak, and she's trying to help out Christian entrepreneurs see themselves the way that God sees them. And so in this interview, we discuss how to be an introvert and become a skilled public speaker. We discuss the difference between humility and promoting yourself within business. And then also we discuss how to speak and do business for God's glory. Alrighty, I'm so excited. Let's get into it. Hey sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Today I'm really excited. I have someone very special on. She is going to just give us a bit of insight on her thoughts on public speaking, what that looks like in being a Christian business owner. And so without further ado, I want to introduce Reen Charles.
Hi, hey guys, how you doing? My name is Shireen Charles. Everyone calls me Reen. I am a Christian business coach. I'm a speaker as well. And I do help women to see themselves the way that God sees them, help them start a business and make money online by using their personality. And I am very happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm so glad that you're on the show. I've listened to your stuff and I've honestly like binge listened at times because you have so much good insight. And so I'm so excited for you to share that with our listeners. I want to get right into it. I do have a few questions about what it's been like for you as a Christian business owner and speaker. And so in your experience, what are some common misconceptions or just, you know, fears that Christian business owners have when it comes to public speaking and building confidence?
I think the biggest misconception is that you either have it or you don't have it. And I think that like either you are a great speaker or you're not, or either you were born with loads of confidence or you just will never have it, right? Or you have to be experienced enough to do anything. Because I was told that a lot. And I am a huge, huge introvert, which is why I started my podcast, Likely Loser. And you just have to start. Like, people still think that you have to know all the things. And for me, all of these things are skills that can be built, right? I'm an introvert, but God told me that I'm going to be a speaker. He told me that I was going to start a business, have the podcast, have all the things. And in my mind, I'm saying, absolutely not. Who am I? Right? Because I'm super, in any other social setting, I am very quiet. I'm very reserved. Right? So it didn't make sense to me. And I had all those misconceptions that we all kind of have at some point, that either I have it or I don't. Like, I'm also not experienced. I've never done this before. Who's going to listen to me? All of the things that we think. And now I've been doing this for a while now. And the truth is, every time I step on a stage or do anything, any type of event where I have to talk to people or whatever I have to do, present, I get scared every single time. That's just normal. And that's just how it is. I get nervous, right? I get all feelings. So it's not about not having those feelings. It's not about you have it or you don't have it. It's just doing it anyway when you don't feel like you can. And that's how you build up the confidence. That's how you build everything up. And that was basically my journey. I'm still an introvert. But, you know, I have made a commitment, especially to God, that I'm just going to do it anyway and see what happens and learn and grow and get better.
A lot of times we give our feelings so much credit and we just kind of go off of them and we assume, oh, well, because I feel scared to do this because I don't feel comfortable, well, I'm not going to do it then. And I love that, like, you knew God was pushing you to do the thing that was stepping out of your comfort zone and speaking.
Right.
And you were like, Lord, all right, if I'm going to do this and I'm going to go against how I feel, you're going to have to give me the strength and the ability and the confidence and the skills to do this well. Mm-hmm. So I think that is really amazing. How would you go about addressing the balance, you know, between humility and self-promotion when it comes to building confidence as a Christian business owner and speaker?
Yeah, I think that as Christians, we are definitely trying to emulate Jesus, which we should, right? So because of that, we naturally assume that promotion of any kind is pompous and not like Jesus, or boastful. And that's completely untrue. So Peter, for 10 through 11, says, whatever gift he's given you, you have to use it to serve others. Right? And if that's the calling, then that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing, you know, using our gifts to serve others. I could have said no to using what my gifts or what he told me to do. And the other part of that I want to quickly mention in regards to what you just said is that we sometimes think, because of the feelings, that we're doing it all on our own. And that's not true either, right? We cannot do anything without God. So it's not despite those feelings or those things. It's in spite, because it's him doing it through us. So it's not even on our own, right? So to rely on those feelings would be ludicrous, because he's the one who's actually doing the thing, just working through you. So you have to have enough trust, enough to say, yeah, I don't feel like I can do this, but you got this, right? So I also think it's a heart check to see, are you doing this for yourself, or are you really doing this to serve other people? Right? Because if you do that heart check, you would see that humility wise, if you're doing this to serve other people, and if this is what God is calling you to, then you're doing the right thing, right? It's not boastful. Promotion is not boastful. It's just serving people, right? But if you're just doing this just for the money or just for financial gain, that's a whole different thing.
That makes total sense, because we have to address the ways that they're different, the ways that going about things in humility and promoting is different than boasting and making it all about yourself. You know, we're in this day and age where we're given the tools of social media and we're given the tools of email marketing and just all these different avenues to promote. And it's not about promoting ourselves. It's just getting the message that God has given us out to the people that need to hear it. And so I think that helps clear it up so much. And I'm very thankful for your input on that. One of the things that I did want to ask, because, you know, earlier you mentioned that you're an introvert and that speaking was not something that came naturally to you. So in the time that you have been following God's call to do this and to speak in front of others, do you feel, or have you seen a shift in how you go about it and the things that you've learned? Even though there's still like some nerves that come up, do you find that you have grown in that area of your life?
Absolutely. Because I just do it anyway, I come from a place of every time I have to step out of my comfort zone or step onto a stage, whatever it is, I say my prayer, and I'm just like, do what you do, because I don't know what I'm doing. So I don't know what I'm doing. And I had a friend who said to me once, she was on my podcast, and she said to me one time, the reason, one of the reasons he gives us callings so outside of our comfort zone is so that you know that it's not you. So you have that awareness that this is something that he's doing through you, and it has nothing to do with you. And that's the place that I come from. Like, I'm blessed. I know that I am gifted in the area of speaking. That's what people tell me. Like, I can understand that. But in all honesty, Sarah, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm okay with admitting that. I'm okay with admitting that. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know that this is serving other people, and it's getting the message out, and it's helping to glorify God, which is exactly why he's given it to me specifically. I understand that. So I understand the gift, but I am not solely reliant on my ability to do it. It is just that I know he is doing it. So because of that, because I come from that place, I've seen a lot of growth. I've been blessed to do a lot of things. I have speaking engagements. I get to, you know, to talk to people. I get to be on podcasts like yours, you know, so I am blessed to do those things, and I have seen growth, and I know that every time I get better and better, which is great.
Wow, that's so inspiring, and it's very encouraging as well. And so I'm thankful for your honesty and in saying, you know, hey, like, this is just an area I struggle with, but glory to God for helping me through it. And so I love that. So could you provide, you know, some practical tips or even strategies that Christian entrepreneurs can use and implement to improve their public speaking skills and boost their confidence? Maybe they struggle with, you know, maybe imposter syndrome or social anxiety, mm-hmm. or just they're introverts. And so what are some tips and tools you could provide for them?
Sure. The first thing is what I did for me, because I came from that place of very low self-confidence. So what I did was that I had to make a list of Bible verses that where God tells me who I am. So I would definitely suggest that to everyone, like, make a list of who God says you are. One of the ones that I rely on is John 15:16, that says you are chosen. And that was very special for me. And, you know, you can find the ones that really sink in with you. You know, there's tons of verses where it talks about who you are. Like, you are a warrior, you are chosen, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, all of these things that he says, because it helped me to understand he's created me on purpose for a purpose. So I had to remind myself that every day. I made a list and I read it to myself every day. And it definitely helped me with my confidence, because, again, it helped me to realize he says that I'm all of these things, and he's given me this duty, because serving people is a duty. And if you're not doing that, you're not doing what he says. If you're not doing what he's called you to do specifically, you're not, you know, following what he has told you to do. You're not being obedient. So I had to read that to myself over and over again to say, okay, this is not about me. And he is going to equip me in whatever way that he's going to equip me to do what he wants me to do. So that helped me a lot. It definitely took some time, not saying it happens overnight, but it helped me a lot. And then I think the second thing I would say is practicing that speech, or if you're doing a presentation, to practice in front of someone, maybe someone that you love or care about, and actually practice it over and over and over again. I still practice. I still write out presentations. Now that I've gotten better, I kind of only do bullet points now, but that's just because I've gotten better as I go along. And that is why I've gotten better, because I don't say no. Not that we should say yes to everything. That's not what I'm saying. But when someone asks me to speak somewhere and it's in line with my business or what I'm doing, then I'm going to say yes. And even though fear might try to stop me, I'm just going to say yes. And I'm going to practice. And that's what we all need to do. Practice, practice, practice. If you have to do it in the mirror, wherever you got to do it, in front of your friends, you know, a safe place, maybe they can give you some pointers, but practice, practice, practice. Nothing happens if we just do nothing, right? Nothing changes if you do nothing. So you have to practice that skill. And again, those verses that I mentioned is going to help you to stop the comparison, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are chosen. It's going to help you to see yourself the way that God sees you. It's going to help you press start and just do it no matter what. So those are the things I would suggest.
Yeah, that is so good. I really hope the listeners took notes and wrote that down, because I think it's so, and I love you started it with, you know, understanding what God says about you, you know, really focusing in on that. And then, you know, the tactical side of things, write it down, practice, practice in front of others, like do the scary thing and say yes. I think those are all such good points to becoming confident speakers for God's glory. So I think that is amazing. All right. I have one more question. So in your opinion, what sets apart Christian business leaders and speakers from other people within the industry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that what separates is the fact that we know that God's got it, right? That's a simple fact, that we know that God's got it. He's already have it handled, right? And I think that failure, I'm very big on the belief that failure is required. It's going to happen. Like, it's just a requirement. And you are going to make tons of mistakes. No one ever told you that you wouldn't. I have made tons of mistakes. There's going to be tons of failure. But I am not afraid of that anymore. Like, I'm not afraid of failing anymore, because I know that everything works together for my good, right? So I know with every failure comes learning something, right? Every mistake I can get back up again. Every mistake I can see, okay, where that might have went wrong and how I can course correct, what I can do better. And I think as believers, we should have the understanding that, yes, things are not always going to go the way you want it to, even with public speaking. Even if you bombed that one time, it happens. It just does. It happens. But you still have to check in with God. What does He want you to do, right? And if the answer is to get back out there, right, you're going to have to be obedient to that. But you know that God's got it handled. You know that everything works together for your good, no matter how you may feel, or no matter the circumstance, or it just doesn't look like it's right, or, you know, all of those things, you know that it eventually is going to work out for your good. And I don't think everyone in the industry has that understanding, which is why most business owners, why most people just quit in the first couple of years, right? So I think if we go in with that belief, that it changes things. There's endurance there. We're going to see it. We're going to see it, the long game. We're going to stay to the end. So I think that's the difference.
Yeah, I've seen that. And, you know, even if it's not explicitly Christian, you know, we're not just seeking out the Christian people to serve. Sure. In all of our service, whatever God calls us to, there is purpose behind it, because He has led us to do it. And so there's so much difference between us who were doing it for God's glory and people who are really just doing it not for the Lord's glory. And I think that means so much.
We're chasing after different things, really, which is also true. We're chasing after God's glory, and other people may just be chasing after a success or a title or money or, you know, so with that in mind, like you just said, if we're chasing after God's glory, there's no way that in the long run we can fail. So that's very comforting for me. So,
and it's funny because, you know, when we have that mentality that, hey, this is for the Lord, that goes into eternity. Like that is for the long haul. Whereas if we're just chasing after success or a title, those things are going to fade, you know, they're not going to last. And so I would rather do the thing that's going to make an impact forever. And instead of just something that's going to last maybe a few years and then that's it. All right. So where could my listeners find you? You know, what could they get involved in? Let us know.
Sure. You can definitely come over and binge listen to Likely Loser. That is for the introverted Christian women who are starting a business, an online business. You can come find me at cupsofcoco.com. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm at my cups of cocoa. So I'm here and I love to chat with everybody. So yeah.
I love it. And I'm going to link all of that in the show notes below so that if you guys want to go check her out, her stuff is incredible. So much good insight and good lessons to learn. So definitely recommend. Bren, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I love this conversation and I'm so excited for everybody to hear it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much. I had a lot of fun too.
Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.